I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I sure hope you've been enjoying the Allen Boys singing along with the Drifters to Irving Berlin's White Christmas. As I do explain on the Christmas special show that airs next week, Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas, as far as I still know, is the all-time best-selling single record. When last I checked, I think it had sold over 30 million copies. That's long before it was available on iTunes or any other MP3 format. I don't think any record has come close, and I doubt it ever will. It was quite the popular song. I, in fact, posted the original version of it from the movie Holiday Inn on my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which just crossed 3,300 moms and dad likes from across the world. I couldn't actually count the number of countries represented on the Facebook page. When I last tried to, it was over 35 countries. And the number one country after America, for some reason, is India. I don't quite know why. I have a couple websites in India that have published my columns, and I think that may be the reason, but I don't know. All I know is that the power of the internet to connect people is truly miraculous. The other day, I was on my Facebook page, and I'm communicating with a young girl, 18 or so, from South Africa. And she was telling me about a holiday they have that was called, I think, something like Reclamation Day. And it's a function of the end of apartheid where they, it's not called Reclamation Day. It is called something else, and it's going to bother me that I can't remember it. So I'm going to look for it while we are, while I am talking to you. Let's see if I can do three things at once, which I doubt. No, I'm going to find this. I am going to find it because it bothers me. It is called, Reconciliation Day. That's what it's called. And it was put together by Nelson Mandela after apartheid, and it was a way to try to get the country to come together after the horrors of apartheid. And in many ways, and she wanted to know if we had something similar in America. And I thought, and I, this was all a public exchange right on the wall of our Facebook page between this young South African girl and me. And I thought to myself, and I thought, well, we have Thanksgiving and we have Christmas. And in many ways, both of those have the same sort of goal in mind, to be together, to reconcile, to share. I wouldn't call it a reconciliation day, but it has certainly the same goals in mind. And that is the value of being tech connected, I think, in many ways. And one of the many reasons I push it for our kids and for parents. So I do urge you to be on Facebook for that reason alone, whether or not you follow my Facebook page. It's another reason to go on Boomer Tech Talk and learn some of these things, which I think is of great value. Next week, again, as a reminder, will be the Bruce Allen Christmas Music Special, where, to quote my radio syndication guy, I let the music do the talking instead of my usual nonstop warbling myself. It is a fun show, and there are 40 clips of music, of songs that I think are really interesting. Some classics, and some, I guarantee you have never heard. This is my last live show of the year. I will be leaving the studio and heading up to the mountains for 2 weeks with my family. I am going to be beginning the writing of the Dad's Point of View book, which will be available soon, I hope. And what else do I want to tell you? You can write me questions anytime, anywhere at Bruce@BruceSallon.com. I want to thank my support team. First, my wonderful producer, Richard Dugan. Second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, who is our station manager. And I want to thank my listeners, first and foremost, and my readers. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.